There was nobody in the world more skeptical and cynical about the success of the World Baseball Classic than your pal Sully. Well, guess who's turned around? What a way to start the baseball year. What a Shohei. And what a podcast we're going to have with Justin Latta. This is Locked On MLB.
You are Locked On MLB. Your daily MLB podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans. Welcome to Locked On MLB, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. This is the daily podcast. We talk about all of Major League Baseball. I am your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. If you don't believe me, I have a lower third. Where that lower third go is right there. You can call me Sully. I am an Emmy-nominated television producer who has been a baseball podcaster for over a decade, and I'm beginning my fifth season here at the Locked On Podcast Network, where it is indeed your team every day. By the way, today's episode is brought to you by Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code LOCKEDONMLB for $20 off your first purchase. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. You can follow our show at LOCKEDONMLB Pod, same handle for Instagram. I'm your pal Sully. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. Well, I just got to say, got to bring it on. The game just ended a little less than an hour ago. We had back-to-back classic games, and the World Baseball Classic has given the baseball season such a jolt to start the year. One Locked On podcast is not enough to talk about this emergency podcast that we're dropping right now. Justin Latta was here just a little bit ago, but I'm glad to see you back. Justin, how you doing, buddy? The host of the Locked On Guardians podcast.
I'm doing great. I can't sleep. My adrenaline is pumping. I'm glad to talk about this again with you. I'm excited. We converted you. We made you a believer. Sully, I'm glad. I think a lot of people were converted.
I certainly was. I absolutely was. And I'm not going to be. How do I say this? I'm not going to be someone who is like pretend like, oh man, I was wrong. I don't think I was wrong for this reason. For years, I was the biggest critic of the World Baseball Classic because I thought it was contrived. I thought it was forced. I thought it was artificial excitement. And I didn't think the players were taking it seriously, except the players from Japan and Cuba and Korea. And I stand by that. The first couple of times, it wasn't that successful. As I said to Miller Thomas, the Super Bowl flopped the first couple of years they tried it. The League Championship Series flopped the first few years they tried it. The first season of The Office with Steve Carell sucked. Sometimes things need to sort of find its footing. And I got to say, it was the back-to-back finale, the walk-off victory by Japan to lead up to the championship with a great catch by Rosarena, the great game that was just played tonight featuring the home runs by Trey Turner, home runs by Schwarber, Darvish coming in, and the finale that we all wanted, Ohtani versus Trout. They can't play meaningful games in October, but damn it, they played a meaningful game in March. It just was thrilling. I was legitimately thrilling, and that's all you could ever ask for in something like this.
Yeah, I think if you look throughout the tournament, there were just endless storylines, things to be excited about. But I mean, really, I think people want to talk about the finale, right? Like, think of all the chances and the randomness in the world, like that could have happened, all the outcomes that could have happened for the game to come down to Shohei Ohtani versus Mike Trout. To win the championship, for them to be down, one of the teams to be down by one run, for the USA to be down by one run, and him be the final at bat. Like, could you have scripted it better than that? I mean, you're a TV producer. You're an Emmy Award-winning producer. Could you have done that?
No, you legitimately couldn't. And I'm watching, I have the game on, and I have to say there's a couple things I have not turned around on yet. I'm not the biggest fan of national team versus national team competition. I'm not. I prefer to have teams made up of people from all around the world, but that's because I grew up in an environment where that was the types of teams you followed. And I also grew up in the country where those players would come to. So I don't have the same sort of wanting to cheer. This is not me being anti-American or anything. It's the idea of representing your country when you are you've come as a foreigner to the United States, or perhaps a foreigner to Japan or wherever. I'm not the biggest fan of that. I'd probably be more of a Premier League fan than a World Cup fan, and I'm not the biggest Olympic fan in the world. But just because that's not my type of fandom doesn't mean that I'm immune to the fact that other people could root that way. And the great pride you saw, the Japanese flags, the Mexican flags, the Venezuelan, all the different countries going on. And the fact that it came down to the two stars that we wanted to see, and they were the two biggest stars in the world, and they were both trying to win. Oh, I mean, that's if you can't get goosebumps on that game or the walk-off game between Japan over Mexico just the other day, then I'm sorry. How can you be a baseball fan?
No, I agree. We were wrapping up our episode of Locked On Guardians at the end of the finale tonight, the championship, and I was like going on, I'm like trying to focus on the podcast. I'm like, we've got Trout versus Ohtani. Like, it's actually happening. The odds were probably so slim that could have happened. It's exactly what you want. And I'll even back you one further on that, Sully. Maybe it'll sound anti-American to me too. I didn't actually care who won. I mean, I wanted the teams to win for each other because obviously they all cared about representing their country. And that's good for them. That's how they should play it, right? But I just wanted to see good, authentic, dramatic baseball. And I think that's what we got. Obviously I think you want everyone to stay healthy. And we did have some unfortunate injuries throughout the tournament. That's, inevitable, whether that happens here in spring training, but I just wanted good, dramatic baseball. I think this was so healthy for the sport, for how things happened. And the best thing that could have happened is what happened. Like I said, it's just a storybook ending. Like, I know people might want to say, I wanted USA to win. That's fine. They played great, but you know what it does for the U.S., nothing against the guys that pitched tonight, like Merrill Kelly and everybody else, Jason Adam, that came out of the bullpen. Other teams are sending their best players. Japan had their best players. Canada had some of their best. I wouldn't say all of their best. Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, all those teams. Cuba, for the first time, had guys who defected and played in the major leagues. They played on their team this year. Right. I think you've got to get more players from the U.S. that are your best players onto the team. I know Clayton Kershaw tried to play, and he said he had some kind of FOMO for not being able to play over insurance reasons. That's such a bummer because I don't know if he'll be able to play the next tournament. But I think this tells the U.S., and I think your players that were around for it this year will go back and tell their teammates, you've got to play in 2026. You've got to come back and do this. They all loved it, and I think it was a great thing for baseball. The ratings were through the roof. I think baseball Twitter was abuzz with it. Mm-hmm. I think this was this tournament, the way it went, was the best thing that could happen for baseball. And the ending that they got is the best thing. Like I said, it's just, if you try to write it, like, it just seems so unbelievable.
Well, again, before we talked, before we talk a little bit about our first sponsor, I just want to say the quote of the tournament came from Mexico's manager, Benji Gil, former major leaguer Benji Gil, and the Mexico just got punched in the teeth because they played a great game in the semifinal. Rosarena made the great catch. They got big hits, big home runs. And then the Ohtani gets on, and then Murakami hits the double, and I can't remember the dude, the pinch runner for Japan who scored all the way from first. He was, I think it was Barry Allen, ran all the way from first, and it was I got to look up the his name. But Benji, Mexico was absolutely devastated, and they wanted to see a Mexico versus USA finale there. And Benji Gill's quote was, Japan advances, but the world of baseball won tonight. And what great perspective that they had, that the idea of, you know, that, yeah, yeah, it was not the, it wasn't the outcome that they wanted, but man, oh man, the, what this may do for baseball on the world stage, and this whole tournament did. Anyway, we'll talk a little, we'll just talk a little more specifically, but man, Benji Gill had it. This was a victory for all of baseball.
It was. That was the quote of the tournament. If you want an easy win yourself, Sully, I don't know about you. I get a lot of anxiety trying to buy tickets to my favorite events. I would have used the Game Time app to buy tickets to the World Baseball Classic had I gone. Buying tickets to your favorite event should not be stressful. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all sports, music, comedy, and theater near you. They have killer deals on last-minute tickets. Their best price guarantee, so you can stop stressing over tickets and start getting hyped for the event you're going to be go to. I know in Cleveland, opening day is sold out. My fiance is going to see John Mayer this weekend. There are a lot of events going on in Cleveland coming up that are going to be hard to get tickets to. Cavaliers playoffs. I know it's Cleveland tilt here, but that's just what I'm dealing with up here. I know those tickets are going to be hard to come by. But if you use the Game Time app, you can get flash deals on last-minute tickets. Easy to find and buy for every event in your area. And they give you images of seat views. I like seeing the view of the seat I'm going to get when I go to an event. That's important to me. Lowest price guarantee. You get event cancellation protection. Game Time is the place for the last-minute ticket deals. Forget planning months in advance. Got deals on tickets right up to the day of the event. You can get flash deals on tickets for any sporting event, any comedy show, any concert. And the Game Time guarantee means you'll get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference of the cost of the ticket. Snag tickets without the stress using Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code LOCKEDONMLB for $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply. Again, create an account and redeem your code LOCKEDONMLB for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
All right, we're still buzzing over the ending of the World Baseball Classic. This is Justin Latta and your pal Sully here for a, I guess this is a Guardians Locked On MLB crossover, but this is really a World Baseball Classic. If you were told, because I went into this still cynical about this guy, I you know, joked, I said I would rather see my team in a play-in game for the third wildcard spot than see the USA win the World Baseball Classic. I honestly can't say I can say that now. And now let's just before we get into some of the emotional stuff and what I think the concentric circles this will be, I'll tell you, said, you know, Trout, Otani, the finale we all wanted. And that's what I was rooting for. I was not rooting against the United States. I was rooting for Trout versus Otani game on the line. And that's what I got. And whatever happened, Otani struck him out or Trout hits a 500-foot home run. Either one of those would have made me thrilled beyond belief. And we got that. Now, a lot of big stars were in this. Trey Turner obviously had that huge grand slam that basically turned USA's hopes around. But hey, if there is a new star to emerge, it's Murakami. Murakami, who was in a horrible slump going into the final at bat of the semifinal, to the point where he was toying with the idea of laying down a bunt to put the tying and winning runs into scoring position. Instead, he split the gap and scored the tying and winning runs. And then USA is up. On surprise, a Turner home run. And first pitch after USA's got to hold this lead. And Murakami hit the home run to tie the game. And then it kind of went back and forth. And when Schwarber hit the home run off of Yu Darvish, that's when I had my Uncle Sam hat in the USA. Not necessarily out of patriotism, but towards, I'm getting the ending I want. And Williams gets that double play, And I'm like, okay, good. Let's go. And we got it.
I know. I can't believe. I love the way Japan set it up. I mean, they brought out that lefty who was, you know, Imagina was, I guess it was more kind of an opener. But you get to see Yu Darvish and Shohei Ohtani close out the game. And those guys pitching with the game on the line, they wanted to be out there. And it's so impossible. Like, I saw someone on Twitter say, okay, USA is down 3-1. Oh, they've only got to score two runs to keep the game alive against Yu Darvish and Shohei Ohtani. That's easy. Even with as good as the USA's lineup is, you know, they came close. Schwarber hit an absolute missile of a home run. I thought they were going to come back. I really thought they were going to do it again. I mean, like you said, they were dead in the water before that Ohtani grand slam against Venezuela. I didn't think they were going to beat Venezuela. No. I thought we were going to see Venezuela and Japan final. But Japan, wire to wire, they didn't lose a game.
You had two grand slams turning those two teams around. The Trey Turner Grand Slam and the Shohei Ohtani Grand Slam. Those were the two big hits that basically put the wheels in motion to have these two teams face each other, which was what everyone wanted. You know, because we know we're not going to see Ohtani and Trout playing meaningful games this October unless a lot of things happen. But we did get to see them perform on the big stage. And, you know, I got to say another thing. There's just when they announced the starting pitcher going into Team Japan announced the starting pitcher going into today's game, my heart kind of sank because I'm like, oh, I want them to start Ohtani. But what we got was 4 quadrillion times better. And I want you to think about something, okay, about one of the significance of what we had for today's game. You know, because we have the All-Star game, Major League All-Star game, where all the biggest stars play, yada, 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 blah, 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 blah. Guess what? The way they do the All-Star game now, this finale would have been impossible because they pull all the starters after the second or third inning. Whenever the final pitches are being thrown, it's like the mercy token all-star from the Royals facing a middle reliever for the Brewers. And here we go. These, you know, and again, it's never a bad player. I mean, you're not, even if you're a token player, you're not going to be a bad player on the all-star team. There are no bad players. You can't make the Major League Baseball if you're a bad player, but Trout's already in his street clothes. Ohtani's doing interviews and is at the post-game spread. Here, the games that you can't have an all-star game where Trout would be on facing Ohtani with a game on the line, right?
Can you though? Can you?
You should, but you won't. Because they'll play two innings and everyone's gone.
You're on the same wavelength as me, and I've said this multiple times on different shows. Give us an all-star draft. The NBA does it. I don't care about the Pro Bowl. I don't hockey's they don't care by divisions. No, nobody cares about the Pro Bowl. Give me an all-star draft. You can have Ohtani and Trout as team captains. They're going to get the most votes anyway. And draft a team. You can have Ohtani versus Trout. You can have Clayton Kershaw versus Mookie Betts. Any of that stuff. You know, you could do that. Maybe this could be a springboard for that. As you were saying that, I'm like, yes, this is what I've been saying for so long is let's do an all-star draft. It doesn't mean anything anymore because interleague play is abundant now with the even matchups and the new rebalanced schedule, and you don't have to worry about, you know, the DH roles, and it doesn't count anymore for home field advantage. You could do an all-star draft if this ending today didn't tell people this could happen in an all-star game and it could be good drama. Like, I don't think you'll get the same intensity of those two playing each other in the middle of July in an all-star game versus what this meant for them, but still cool. I would still love to see that matchup in an all-star game. Like you said, it couldn't happen, but if you do an all-star draft, it could.
Yeah, and part of me wants to say, like, if you are the top vote-getter in the all-star game, you play the whole game. You're the person the fans want to see play. I mean, I get it. There's a pressure to have play as many players as possible, but why? You know, the my favorite part of the All-Star game is when they all line up and they tip their cap at the beginning. And then the game just is sort of like, okay, who's going to start the All-Star game? What does it matter? They're facing three batters.
Right.
And, of course, you know, we could find ourselves in a situation. Remember when they ran out of pitchers and 2002 ended with a tie? And I kept thinking, you know, Barry Zito faced one batter. Maybe Zito could have pitched an inning. You know, maybe you could have your starter. You know, my rule for the All-Star game was the starting pitcher has to face has to face 1 through 9. You know, now if it's in one inning or three innings, but you got to have the starting pitcher face 1 through 9 because that's what we want to see. Right. But we'll never get what we had the excitement here. Look at, I mean, that may sound like a grandiose statement, but I would bet everything that we are not going to see the excitement that we saw today ever at All-Star Game. If you're making any bets, go to FanDuel. FanDuel is our new sports book partner. And let me tell you something. The NCAA tournament is heating up. Chances are your bracket stinks, but this is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sports book. New customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's bonus bets back. Say that three times fast if your first bet doesn't win. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Then you can bet on everything from the money line to point scores to three strains. Plus, FanDuel lets you combine your bets for even a larger payout with a same-game parlay. So don't miss your chance to get your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 in bonus bets when you go to FanDuel.com/LockedOn. That's FanDuel.com/LockedOn to learn more. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Hey, we are here with Justin Latta. I got a couple of thoughts I got to say. But first of all, I got to give a huge shout out to friend of the podcast, former guest of the podcast, and just an all-around unbelievably great baseball fan, Allison Mitchell, who goes by Infield Fly Girl on Twitter, who is the single, she has lived in Florida, in Chicago, in Seattle. She is the single biggest fan of Taiwan baseball I've ever met in my life, follows it just religiously, and is a rabid fan of the World Baseball Classic. And when I had her on the show almost a year ago, it was last April, I was still kind of poo-pooing the World Baseball Classic, and I was saying maybe what it should be like all amateurs. They play the tournament like the NCAA tournament, then there's a draft at the end. I was throwing all these caveats at me, and she was throwing it back at me saying, no, it's a great tournament. It's great for baseball. And I was like, maybe, I don't know. And I was like being nice, but I still thought, I don't know, who cares? And Allison, Infield Fly Girl, I'm giving you a shout out right now. Follow her, everybody. It's a great, if you're a baseball fan, international baseball fan, it's a great follow. Anyway, but I've been convinced. And I'll tell you two quick things, and I'll throw the ball back over to you, Justin, here. These are my final two thoughts on this. When are we ever going to see Miami Stadium that packed? When are we going to see that ballpark stuffed to the gills going bananas? The only time they played a playoff game in there recently, actually, they didn't even play. It was during the COVID year. You know, they actually didn't play a home game in Miami. You know, so you're getting to see how that stadium would feel like if it was packed and rocking. But I'll tell you the other thing that I thought about, and it brings it back to the All-Star game. I've been saying for years that baseball needs to start the season with the All-Star game. You have the votes for the whole year. You don't, right now the All-Star game penalizes you if you have a great second half. You know, if you have a great first half, but a lousy second half, you'll make the All-Star team. If it's vice versa, chances are you won't. There should be automatic bids if you're the top three MVP, top three Cy Young are automatically in the All-Star game, rookies of the year. I think World Series MVP, just so last time when we last saw baseball, he was kicking butt. But it gives the season an exciting like start, like great adrenaline, as opposed to shh, we're starting the games in Australia. Don't wake up the kids. But now this is even better. Everyone just had this great adrenaline from this tournament. And now guess what we have in about a week? Major League Baseball is going to start with this great uptick of, you know, baseball Twitter going bananas, international going bananas, countries that usually don't care, and people following. There were people at my work bringing up, like, oh, did you see the Japan-Mexico game? People were talking about it and talking about baseball. And now we're going to start the season with a tidal wave of enthusiasm, as opposed to, when it started, I don't know. And I love it. I love it. And Allison, you were right. I wasn't wrong. I'm just convinced.
I'm with you, man. That would be a great idea to start the All-Star game off like that. You could easily get things kicked off. You could, you know, I don't know if people do an All-Star game in April and an All-Star game in October after the World Series is over. Didn't they used to do two All-Star games at one time?
Yeah, right? But they were closer, both towards the middle of the season. This was...
Oh, well,
like one was in June and August. I'd start it.
I like your idea better. Yeah, I'm down with that. Absolutely. I would love that. It'd be a great boost to start the season. I would even love to see the World Series winning team face, like, you know, the winner of the Japan League or the Korean League, however you want to set that up every year, or have the U.S. All-Stars face the All-Stars from another league. I mean, I guess you wouldn't be changing countries for that. Like, Shohei Ohtani might play for the Major League Baseball versus the KBO or whatever. But I'm really down with that. Absolutely. I think we should switch it up and do something exciting like that. Because you're right. I mean, as somebody who loves baseball, obviously I love this tournament because I love baseball. It is going to be hard to get that blast of adrenaline on opening day on March 31st. And especially for me, because I live on the East Coast, the Guardians are opening in Seattle at 10 o'clock at night. I have to wait till 10 o'clock at night on the East Coast to watch my favorite team to start the season. Like, and then you got some places too that start the game at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And that's fine. I get the pageantry of all that. Right. But you know, you got kids in school, hopefully their parents, if it's a tradition, they pull their kids out of school for something special. But, like, yeah, there's just not a whole lot of buzz if you're starting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon or 10 o'clock at night versus, you know, the 20 espressos we all just drank over the last 2 weeks watching this. I mean, I work early in the morning anyway, but I was up watching games in Taiwan and Japan at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I was up till 2 in the morning watching all the games that went that late. Like, you know, I gave up my sleep schedule for 2 weeks just to watch all this, and I'm really glad I did it because, you know what, I'll sleep again because – I'm going to be taking naps the first 9 days of the season as Cleveland starts the year on the West Coast. But I'm glad I stayed up for all this. This was amazing.
Let me respond to two things there. The biggest thing that I said to Allison Mitchell, infield fly girl, who I was debating about the World Baseball Classic in the Locked On MLB episode from last April 28th, which that's when she appeared on it, is... I made the argument that I said, I don't feel that the players are playing at full speed. And why would I, and I said, that's spring training. You know, why would I watch, you know, like, yeah, I said, and I kept hearing that it's fun to go live to them. Sure. It's also fun to go live to a little league game, but like I always got the sense that the major league players were treating it like a spring training game. And the non-major league players were treating it like a showcase, which is why I thought, like, well, if it's going to be a showcase, then let's make it a showcase. You know, why are we pretending to put major leaguers on there? But watching, and maybe I'm wrong about the past ones, and maybe the watching the first couple of editions of the World Baseball Classic sullied my point of view. No pun intended, or maybe pun intended. I don't know. Let me intend that pun. What are you doing? Why are you stopping me? But. I don't think anyone could watch this year and not think everyone was going at full speed. And that to me, that's the key. I just want to see the best players playing at full speed. And I got that sense in this tournament. Absolutely, I did. One other thing, and I, you know, again, if I ever become commissioner of baseball, let's face it, it's only a matter of time. The opening day should be on a Saturday. And you know how they end the season? Everyone starts at the same time. So that you can, so if you know, if a team is, and the whole purpose of that is to make sure nobody tanks or everyone's going all out. So if you have like, if a team is up by one game and there's one game to play and you're the team chasing them and you start later and you say, well, the other team won 15 to nothing. Well, then you're not going to go all out. Like, oh, okay, we're toast. But if everyone starts at the same time, you're like, oh, you know, you're checking the score, checking the scoreboard. Opening day should be the same thing. Opening day should be on a Saturday. All games start at 3 p.m. East Coast time. That would be noon out here in California. And so everyone, we would see opening day. Everyone sees opening day. Opening day is going on across the country. Of course, it won't be perfect. It's early April. There's going to be rainouts. It's this, that, and the other thing. But there's plenty of warm weather. Although I say plenty of warm weather, sunny. I'm in Los Angeles. It's been pouring rain the last month. I feel like we moved to Portland, for God's sakes. But there's plenty of dome stadiums and plenty of other places that you're pretty sure that you know, that it'll go off on. But anyway, that's a different topic for a different story. The World Baseball Classic is back. And let me tell you something. It's been announced it's going to happen again. I believe it says 2026 will be the next one. And gotta say, it's thrilling. I'm gonna if they play a game here, either at Dodger Stadium or at Anaheim or even in San Diego, I'm gonna have to go. I'm gonna have to go.
You should.
Have you ever gone?
I have not. No, and I was going to try to go with this year. I had some other things I had to line up finances on. So 2026, I'll see you there, Commissioner. Yep. Baseball. I will see you there, Sully. You got my vote.
We'll have sold a lot of FanDuel by then and a lot of Bill Bars. So that's what maybe, you know what we got to do? We got to sort of like, every time we want to grab like a snack or something, instead we take the money we would have put on that snack, we put it in a little jar, and that's going to be our World Baseball Classic piggy bank. And then when it gets to 2026, we open it up, we break it open, get a decent hotel suite, whether it's in, you know, wherever the hell it is. If it's in Miami, if it's in San Diego, I'll meet you there, Justin, I promise. The Guardians will have won probably back-to-back titles at that point. So, you know, you'll take that off the counter. But, man, Justin, this was, I got to say, I'm buzzed about this game, and now I can't wait for the damn season to start. It's what a way to start. This was I was thinking about it all the time. I was saying I want the All-Star game to start the season, so we begin with a little bit of a buzz. And instead, we got this great adrenaline. And is it the same as winning the World Series? No, it's different. And I'm sure there are people who like follow like Premier League. I'm just gonna go like, you know, Premier League soccer. Or like the top leagues in Spain or in Italy who love to root for their teams. Like if you're a fan of AC Milan, you know, or Real Madrid or, you know, Manchester United, that's your team. You want them to win your league. But then when it comes to World Cup, you're going to be rooting big for England. You're going to be rooting for Italy, for Spain. You'll be able to, you know, the World Cup is different than winning your league. But they also have all sorts of other tournaments and everything like that. I'm going, yeah, let's do that for baseball. Let's go.
I'm always down for new ideas. Absolutely. They should definitely start to change things up. I mean, basketball was introduced that the play-in tournament at the end of the year. And I think for a while, the best thing we thought we could get was that the one-game wild card, right? That was great drama for baseball. That was good for it.
Yeah.
But now it's a three-game series. But this is unmatched. Absolutely. This is absolutely unmatched. And I can't wait to do the 2026 preview show with you already. I'm ready. Let's do it right now.
Well, okay. Well, let's get to the season first. Let's get to the season first. And by the way, hey everyone, thanks so much for jumping in here. JD Efron is going to be part of our show that we're going to be doing on tomorrow. We're going to be talking about the Cardinals. But I want to thank you so much for making Locked On MLB your first listen. Your second listen, obviously, make that Locked On Guardians. Third listen, check out Locked On Fantasy Baseball. Win your league by listening to Matt and Dom every morning as they bring you the best fantasy draft strategies. Find Locked On Fantasy Baseball wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. Hey, Justin Latta, tell people where they can listen to your show.
We are Locked On Guardians on YouTube and wherever you can get your podcasts. We are 100% free wherever you get podcasts. Locked On, Locked Guardians on Twitter.
And we are at Locked On MLB Pods on Twitter and on Instagram. I'm your pal, Sully. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. Please subscribe to us on YouTube. We are gluten-free. Loving the finale of the World Baseball Classic with Justin Latta of Locked On Guardians. This has been Locked On MLB, which is dropping, I don't know, either the 21st or 22nd of March. It's raining. That's all I know. 2023, let's start the season already. I'm yours, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully.